In terms of building momentum for your reinvention, you need to think about a couple of things. You know, we've covered a lot of ground over these past 5 weeks or so. Because you created your vision, you've identified myths, as we talked about, signifiers and fears, you've polished your resume, we've talked about networking, we've laid out all of the pieces of this process. But the key to doing it is to actually do it. It's about actually making the tasks happen. So what kinds of strategies can you use to stay in the flow, continue moving, and not get derailed? And I like a saying by Charles Reed, who is an English novelist, and he said, "Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny." And so the first thing that you want to focus on are habits. And you want to focus on creating habits, these rituals, these actions, that produce favorable habits. So, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, I've got to do all these tasks. But really, no, you want to do habit-forming actions that support your reinvention. And so there are actually kind of two layers on this. You know, you actually want to include some self-care, because you know, if you're running yourself ragged, it's going to be very difficult to get anything accomplished, much less a reinvention. So that's just the basic piece of it, that you want your habits to support self-care. That includes getting enough sleep, eating some healthy foods, and taking time to enjoy yourself. That's the foundation for doing this. So just know that if you're thinking, oh, my God, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm frazzled, blah, 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 that you need to start with self-care. You need to create the space that you're calm enough to actually start doing these reinvention tasks and habits. All right, now there's some career reinvention habits that you want to actually incorporate into your day-to-day life. And some of that can involve writing a daily success list. This is something that I always give as an assignment in my high-level groups, where you write your successes, big and small, and you do that at the end of every day. And that's a way of tracking your progress, because we don't reinvent our careers in a day. We don't even do it in a week or a month. It takes time. And what we have to understand is that these reinventions benefit from cumulative actions. So it's a bunch of little actions that turn out into a big result. And creating a habit around having a daily success list shows you these daily actions that you're taking so that you can begin to feel your progress, feel your success. And this, once you're feeling a sense of progress and momentum, keeps you going. But if you think you're not making any progress, then it's very easy to get derailed. It's very easy to feel depressed. And then all of a sudden now you are pulling energy-wise, trying to get yourself going again because you're like, oh, nothing's happening, blah, blah, blah. And in fact, when I have a client that comes in and says, oh, you know, nothing's happening, wah, wah, I say, are you doing your daily success list? Well, no, because I always know that that's the case. That's the dead giveaway. This is one of these key reinvention habits, is to write down your daily successes so that you can see your progress. Maybe today you made a phone call. Maybe 2 days from now, you schedule a meeting. After the meeting, you do a follow-up session, and boom, over the course of a month, you see, wow, look at all of this. Look at how far I've come in what I've done. So you want to pursue that kind of positive habit. And, you know, you can pursue a new contact a week. Again, a habit that you make. Maybe it's, okay, I do one outreach a week, and I do it on Monday afternoons at 2 o'clock because that's an open time that I have. But creating it as a habit. A habit that you're doing, or even surfing the job boards for 30 minutes each day, or looking, reading the newspaper, seeing what companies are doing. I'm much more of a fan of looking out to the world because I think job boards are very competitive, but and not a lot comes out of that. But you know, tapping into your creativity, habits that support your reinvention will give you a sense of momentum because they create positive energy, and that positive energy propels you forward. So habits, I like another saying that Hafiz, who was a 13th century Persian poet, said, habits are human nature. Why not create some that will mint gold? So looking at habits that pay off gold in your life. Now, let's talk about that action. You know, you have supportive habits in your place, and they become your character, and then your character defines it, but all of this is really based upon action. at the end of the day. Action's at the root of this strategy. So what does it really mean to take action? And our actions are really a part of a three-level process. Thoughts that we have, feelings that we have, and then movement, which actually turns into action. And so all three have to be congruent and in harmony for you to fully benefit. So if your thoughts are not in line with what you do, every step that you take will be a struggle. But if you align your thoughts and your feelings and your actions, now you'll tap into momentum. So for your actions to be effective, you have to work with your thoughts. And this is something that is fundamental to the reinvention process. In fact, my Law 10 talks about how the world is attracted by an aura of success. But the aura of success really comes from how you think about yourself in this process. Do you believe in yourself? All of that. So your thoughts are very much at the root of whether or not it's an easy process for you or it's a tough process, because depending upon what you think about it, it can be the same exact situation can both be true. So you have to understand that your thoughts are a choice. You, in any given thing, you can choose what you want to focus on. So you have far more control over your thoughts than you realize. And by the way, not all of your thoughts are even true. This is something I love to tell people. You know, our minds lie. And people think, oh my God, just because my mind is saying it, it's true. Well, no, not always. Sometimes our minds tell us things, oftentimes our minds tell us things that flat out aren't true. Usually because we're trying to keep ourselves safe, or, you know, our ego is worried that we're pushing our boundaries or whatever it is, so our mind starts chit-chattering. So you need to learn a certain amount of detachment for your thoughts and a certain amount of control, meaning that understanding that they are separate, that you have a choice about what you think, and to begin making deliberate choices about what you think. So you want to focus on what you want to achieve, okay? That's your intention. And then your thoughts, they also need to be positive. So again, being open to possibilities. So looking at that same situation, choosing thoughts that are positive. And then choosing thoughts that move you forward, that focus on the good that's happening. And this is what a daily success list does. It trains you to focus on the good. Well, hey, you know, you might go to bed and think, you know, many people make a list of what they haven't done for the day. So what happens at the end of the day? You're feeling in deficit. Oh, my God, I didn't get this done. I didn't get this done. I didn't get this done. If at the end of the day you did your daily success list, you could sit and think, I got this done. I got this done. I got this done. Now all of a sudden you're operating from an increase. Now there's positive energy going on. So if you do your to-do list, I always say do it in the morning when you still have a whole day to do something about it, not at night when you're thinking, oh, wow, the day is over and yet. So, you know, use your nighttime for positive stuff. Now, we're talking about thoughts, but you also have to work with your feelings, because your feelings are the hidden power behind your thoughts. Feelings are what give our thoughts resonance. They drive us and they influence how we view our world. And many people neglect working with their feelings. They give their thoughts a positive spin, but they continue to feel negative and hopeless. So it doesn't work just to say, okay, I'm going to think these positive Pollyanna thoughts, but in your heart really be feeling something different. So if you're going to try to change your thoughts without changing your feelings, basically you've set yourself up for failure, because when the two are in conflict, you may be thinking, okay, well, this isn't so bad, but you attract the results that are consistent with the way that you feel, because you're feeling, oh, wow, this is really going to happen. So to gauge if your feelings are consistent with your thoughts about your target career, you can ask yourself a couple of questions. You can ask yourself, number one, what am I feeling about this topic? Yeah, you know, am I actually feeling positive? Do I think I know I can make this happen? Or am I feeling negative? Well, it probably can't happen, but I'll try it anyway. Second thing you can ask yourself, am I focused on what I want or have, or am I focusing on what I lack? Because you can be sure if you're focused on what you lack, you're feeling bad, thinking, oh, well, I want this, but I don't have this, but I don't have this. So focus on what you do have. I was doing this assignment. Not even assignment. I was doing this exercise. I teach all this stuff, but I use stuff myself because, you know, I want to see whether or not it works or this or that. And we're all human. I'm human as well. So, you know, there are times where my thoughts are focusing on what I don't have. And so one morning, literally this came to me in a dream where it was, you know, yes, I dream about exercises. It's true. I am a coach. What can I say? You know, I'm dreaming like, how do I solve this problem? And it came to me. So I said, you know, what kind of technique can I have to shift my thoughts on, you know, I'm just so consumed about what I don't have. How do I change that thought? And literally what came in my dream was sit down, write about all the things that you don't have, and then write, just draw a line down the middle of the paper and one side, I don't have this. And then opposite that, write what you do have. And just do it back and forth. So I don't have this. Well, I do have this. I don't have B, but I do have C. I don't have this, but I have this. And it was like a magic switch. Boom, all of a sudden I realized, oh, wow, look at all this stuff I do have. And, of course, once you keep continuing, that list is a lot longer than what you don't have. I actually had three things that I didn't have in that moment, but a lot more that I did have. Then all of a sudden I could now work with what I did have to move myself forward. And that is truly the philosophy of reinvention. You work with what you do have to move yourself forward. So even if you say, well, I don't have this particular skill set, what you can say on the other side is, I have the ability to learn it, and I have the knowledge of where to go get this skill set. So all of a sudden it's like, okay, now I'm focused on what I do have. I know how to solve this problem. Okay, well, let me focus on that and get the problem solved. So you want to focus on what you do have because that's what helps move you forward. Okay, now, in order to take action, you actually have to move. You actually have to do things. So your thoughts and feelings are in order. Now it's going to be easier to act in a way that's consistent with what you want. And you're going to take a lot of pleasure and joy in this because you feel like they're going to be bringing you closer to this result that you want, this vision, this dream that you have. So all these things, you now have a sense when you're doing these daily success lists and you're focusing on what you do have and you're working off of that side of the list. But now you actually have to do it, okay? You got to make it happen. So how do you do that? Because talking is not action, you know, as the Chinese saying, talk, don't cook rice. So you need to actually be in action. So how do you do that? How do you make it work? So some of the tips to actually work these things into your life. One is to make it manageable. So you want to break down your tasks into the smallest increments possible. Sometimes it's 15-minute increments. Sometimes I'll just spend 15 minutes. Or even if you don't have 15 minutes, I always like to say it's the 5 rule. What will I do if I have 5 minutes? And have a list of things that you can do in 5 minutes, whether it's shoot off an email to somebody, do a quick surf of a website, whatever it is. And then have a list of what you'll do if you have 15 minutes. So, you know, maybe that's make a quick outreach phone call or, you know, it might be a little bit longer email that you need to send. So something that you have for 15 minutes. Then have a list of things that you'll do if you have 50 minutes. Okay, 50 minutes, not an hour, because, you know, we need 10 minutes to get up, stretch, go get a cup of coffee, use the ladies' room, or men's room, whatever it is. And so you want to have a list of things that if you happen to have even an hour between calls or whatever, that you know what you're going to be doing. Having all this laid out in advance helps you keep things going because now when you have this unexpected block, you have a list to pull from. Oh, okay, I'm going to do a quick polish of this letter if I have 50 minutes, or I'm going to outline some things, or I'm going to, you know, write a quick draft of a note that I want to do, or read, you know, this particular website, whatever it is. Then you want to say, what do I do if I have 5 hours? 5 hours basically is an afternoon. So if you happen to have an afternoon, you know, maybe you have a day off, that's what you want to say. Okay, what will I do in those big chunks of time? But you really don't want to go any bigger than that. You want to have a list for all of those additional times, the smaller ones. And if you happen to have a whole day, well, then take half the day and enjoy yourself. Because my philosophy is if you're trying to make your reinvention a grind, you're trying to say, I should be doing this and all day long, you're going to burn out. And you're not going to make progress anyway because you only control 50% of the process, and then life has to control the other 50%. So spending 5 hours is more than sufficient on a particular activity, and then take a break. Let life handle its part. You know, put it out there in the world, and then see what comes back to you. Take the rest of the day and enjoy yourself. Build on that fountain of energy that you need to show up the next day to do something. So don't wear yourself out with these activities. Have a list in advance of what you'll do if you have these blocks, but don't force yourself to try to carve out artificial time frames that may or may not work with your schedule. So if you're just a busy person because you've got a job, you've got kids, you've got a family, just have a big 5-minute list. And, you know, things can get done, a lot can get done in 5-minute and 15-minute increments. So just do that. Also make it consistent. Work on doing something consistently, whether it's your 5 minutes or 15 minutes. Carve out that 15 minutes every day or, you know, every other day, whatever it is. Put it on your calendar. Do something consistently. And I always like to say, you know, people are like, oh, I don't even have 15 minutes. I'm like, well, turn off Law and Order earlier. You know how it ends. So just carve that time out. You have it. You have it somewhere. And so carve it out. It doesn't have to be every single day, although if it's every day, that's awesome, but sometimes it's not like that. So, but if you've got your list and you say 3 times a week I'm doing it, then you move it ahead. And again, make it realistic. Don't try to tackle the big picture every day. So don't try to say every day, I'm going to work on getting my job. No, because again, you'll get overwhelmed. It's a lot to take on. And when you're overwhelmed, you won't do anything because it's just too much for a day. So break it down and say, today I'm just going to make this phone call. Today I'm going to send out this email. And look at the cumulative actions of that day and just know that the big result will take care of itself. So pacing yourself, don't try to take on your big goal every single day because that's a heavy, heavy burden. Okay, also, keep your tools handy. Make it possible for you to do it. Don't sabotage yourself by making it difficult to complete a task. So if you're doing your success list, keep a notebook somewhere. Do what you need to do. And also, make it fun. So many people feel like, oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. Well, when you put it in a need and a should, of course you're going to avoid it. So make it fun. I want to do this. Make the way you do your tasks fun. If you take yourself out for a cup of coffee and draft your letter there, you know, if you're going to need a little break, you know, take your 15 minutes and go for a coffee break and draft it. Go outside. Find ways to do these tasks and make them fun. And then the other thing is also to make it optional, because this is life. Sometimes we're in the midst of things where, you know, we're launching a new program, we're moving, we've just had a baby, whatever it is. Our parents are, you know, the whole family is sick, whatever it is. So a lot of times, you know, there are just times in our lives where other things just have to take priority. Give yourself permission and make it optional, so that you don't constantly add pressure, which adds resistance to what you're doing. So if you find that pressure is killing your initiative, give yourself an out clause. So decide maybe that you'll take action towards your target career for a month and then revisit whether or not you want to continue. Or if it's just a timeline, because it's Easter break and the kids are off, you know, give yourself an out clause this week. You know what? This week it just needs to be about the kids. Next week I'll get back to it. So don't be afraid to give yourself an out clause, because many times when you do that, you'll come to it more freely. Once you know that it's not this heavy taskmaster pounding on your back, making you do stuff. No, you can get it done, and if it's not this week, then next week. But again, make it consistent, so don't be giving yourself too many out clauses, because if you do, then you know, hey, maybe this isn't something that I want to do. I need to revisit this. So, all right, those are some of the tactics to keep your momentum going